You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All-Star Weekend is here. Welcome into the Locked On Kings podcast. My name is Matt George, joined by Charles T. Hamilton and Chuck. Let the festivities begin. Now we know for sure that De'Aaron Fox is participating in the Rising Stars Challenge game tonight for Team USA. He'll be taking on his two teammates, Bogdan Bogdanovic and Buddy Hield, who are on Team World. Also, Buddy Hield competing on Saturday in the Skills Challenge. Let the festivities begin. It's a fun time to be a basketball fan.
It ain't bad, man. I know it's more like the two-thirds way through the season break, not the, right. the half break, but it's always a fun weekend, and it's a nice break, not just for players, but kind of for fans too, because I love the three-point contest. I love the dunk contest. All-Star game, I know people don't. Some don't, but I still enjoy it. I still enjoy the interaction between stars, so I'm all for it, man.
We talked a lot yesterday on yesterday's podcast before we knew what really the diagnosis was or what the news was surrounding De'Aaron Fox. We talked a lot about him erring on the side of caution or what the Kings could or should potentially do in having him play. Well, now that we know that he is going to play, that is definitely good news, because we know he cleared all of the concussion protocols and everything. The blood ultimately made the injury look a lot worse than what it ended up being, which is great. De'Aaron Fox has dealt with a couple of injuries already this year, so as soon as he went down in that game right before the All-Star break, you're thinking, oh no, here we go again. Is this something that we're going to have to be worried about dealing with consistently with the way he plays? But ultimately, good news that he is getting the chance to get some run tonight. Good opportunity for him. I know he is thrilled to be able to play and to play with his two teammates. Pretty cool, the first time in the history of the franchise that the Kings have three participants in the Rising Stars game tonight. And I'll tell you what, out of everything this weekend, and yes, I'm a little biased because there are three Kings players involved in this game, but out of everything this weekend, I'm really excited for tonight's matchup, not just because of the Sacramento representation, but there is a lot of talent in this Rising Stars game.
Yeah, we were going through the rosters earlier, and I was almost shocked to see Joel Embiid's name in there. But it makes sense. It's still only his second year, and you know, he's from, I forget where he's from, but he's on the world team. Tons of talent. I mean, Ben Simmons, the Three Kings. Wow, I just came up with that, the Three Kings.
There
that
you
is
go.
Good stuff. I should trademark
That's
that.
That's a t-shirt.
Yeah, buddy. But no, it's also the most competitive basketball you're probably going to see this weekend, because All-Stars aren't really going to get after it as much. And you have nothing but a bunch of, you know, minus Buddy Hield and Bogey, these guys are 19 or 20 years old, and they're going to come out and play hard, not as hard as they would in a regular NBA game, but you're going to get some competitive basketball, especially compared to the All-Star game.
And you know there's going to be some smack talking. You know these players, while they're peers, they're also recognized that they're going to be hopefully the generation that takes over for the LeBrons and the Kevin Durants, that generation, the next one to really step up, and it'll be them 5-6 years from now all playing together or against one another, hopefully in the All-Star game itself. So there's a little pride taken from both sides. I love the Team World versus Team USA idea, where it's not just East and West or set in stone mm-hmm. or sophomores versus rookies, that they can get different mixes and matchups of either former teammates or teammates now are going against one another. It's a great idea. Like you said, the basketball is probably going to be the greatest out of all of the weekend, especially compared to the All-Star game on Sunday. But for specifically someone like Buddy Hield, we've been talking about spending probably too much time talking about his minutes distribution as of late and how he hasn't played more than 22 minutes in a game since the trade deadline. I'm looking at the Rising Stars game especially, but also the Skills Challenge as well, as a good opportunity for Buddy to prove to himself, his teammates, his coaching staff, the Kings, and everybody else in the NBA that I deserve a bulk amount of minutes in this second or final third of the season, and I am a legitimate piece for the future of the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if the world versus U.S. or whatever it is game is what convinces Jaeger or whoever to start giving him more minutes, there's a problem with Jaeger, whoever it is. This should not be what convinces anyone in the Kings organization to give Buddy Hield more minutes. I think we've seen more than enough that he deserves more minutes. But, yeah, if he comes out and puts on a show, it'll definitely be something more noticed nationally because, you know, we understand where we are. The Kings don't get a ton of national love for a number of different reasons. I mean, they're not very good right now. But Buddy Hield, the guy's a knockdown three-point shooter, and that is the most important trait in the NBA that you can have right now with the way the game's going. So if he comes out and puts on a show, at the very least he'll get more national love, which is also stupid that it does take a national stage for people to figure things out like that, but it's just how it is. You know, a guy comes out and has a bad game on Monday Night Football, the nation's talking like, oh, is he not the guy? Yeah. Or, you know, you have a bad game on Saturday Night Primetime and people are, you know, worried about the Warriors or the Rockets or whoever. But you if you stay up on the NBA from game to game, you know who Buddy Hield is, and you know he's one hell of a shooter.
But ultimately, that's what it is. It's a national showcase game. It's a chance for you to show what you can do, build some confidence, and prove that you belong amidst your peers, the best young talent in the NBA right now. And I certainly think Buddy Hield belongs. Bogey definitely belongs. De'Aaron Fox belongs. But not just the three Kings, for everybody. And that's why the basketball is probably going to be the best that you're going to see in this All-Star weekend. Is it's a bunch of people that are a bunch of players that still have a lot to prove for their careers going forward, but also want to make the most out of their opportunity right now to make a name for themselves on a national stage, because you really just never know what opportunity you're going to get like that again. I couldn't imagine being 19, 20, 21 years old. And even if I'm not participating in anything on Saturday or Sunday, being involved and surrounded by all of those greats, guys that you've grown up watching, legends that you've heard about when you were just a little kid, being around that crowd and being in that spotlight has to be not just fun, but mesmerizing and a great motivator for talent to continue to develop into hopefully being there on a consistent basis every single year in the future. Let's move on. Let's put on our professor hats a little bit. You are now Let's Professor Charles T. Hamilton. My name is Professor Matt George, and we're going to give out our a little over midterm grades for the Sacramento Kings, and we're going to kind of speed our way through the roster. We won't get to everybody because not everybody is really – we don't have a big enough sample size for a lot of the roster, but for the pieces we know about, let's start with Willie Cauley-Stein. The best grade that I can see myself giving him as of right now is a solid B. There's only one A on this roster, and it's an A-, and that's going to go to Bogdan Bogdanovic, and I'll get to that in a little bit. But as for Willie Cauley-Stein, the biggest problem that I have with Willie is his consistency. On nights that he shows up and he's very, very active on both ends of the floor, we see he can put up 20 if he needs to. He can also crash the boards better than anybody. He can run the floor. He can change shots, alter shots, and block shots defensively. He's overall a very well-rounded player, and if you look at the success of DeAndre Jordan or Clint Capella in Houston right now, there's no reason why he can't be that and then some for the Sacramento Kings. The biggest question mark surrounding Willie Cauley-Stein is he able to turn that on and be that on a consistent basis? That's what can get his letter grade up higher for me. But as of right now, with the season that he's having, a solid B, B- is what I'd give.
Yeah, what's the difference between him and Clint Capella? The biggest difference is Clint Capella brings it every night. He does what he does every single night. Mm-hmm. And it's just the inconsistency with Willie Cauley-Stein that really is mind-boggling. I don't get it. I mean, you can give Capella a little more whatever leeway because of the team he plays with, but at the same time I don't think Willie's consistency would be much better if he was on a better I don't know, the inconsistency is frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you see how good he can be nights when he is locked in, and when he's not, he can be invisible at times, which is too bad because he is the almost perfect center in today's NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Super athletic, defend the rim, dunk, catch oops, you know, simple stuff, set screens. But he also kind of wants to be more than that, which also is a problem where I don't want to say he doesn't know his role, but I think sometimes he goes too far outside his role or tries too hard to go outside of his role. And he could be a great center like Clint Capella, But right now, the biggest difference is just consistency.
I teased Bogdan Bogdanovic. He is my only A grade on the team, and I gave him an A-minus, 90-91%. Nobody on this team deserves an A or an A-plus, but Bogey is as close as you can get. I've been incredibly impressed with his basketball IQ in general, how well he moves off of the ball, but also with the ball in his hands, his communication, his respect that he garners from his teammates, how hard that he works on both ends of the floor. And you can see exactly what you're going to get in the best case scenario with him, and it's there right now. You can see the benefit of him taking his time and playing overseas, coming over at 24, 25 years old and being truly NBA ready. Bogdan is going to have a bright future in this league, whether it's on the Kings or it's on a contender. I very much believe that Bogey is going to be a centerpiece of a very, very good team at some point in his career.
Yeah, and don't get it twisted. Not everyone is graded on the same curve. Bogey isn't an A-minus while Steph's an A-plus. Bogey is an A-minus as a rookie for the Sacramento Kings. Don't get it twisted. He's having a very good rookie year for sure, but he's not. I just want to lay out the grading.
Yeah,
he's not a superstar yet. But I mean, I was shocked about the fact that he can pretty much come in and run point. His shooting has started out slow, but he's right around 40% from three right now. He's kind of everything that you were promised with him, and he's a smart basketball player too. That's one of the things that jumps out is you can see when someone knows what they're doing and knows the game, and he's definitely one of those guys. It's a major difference between someone that does and doesn't. You can immediately tell, and he definitely knows what he's doing.
Up next is De'Aaron Fox. I give him a B-minus at best.
Yeah.
And I would have graded him a little bit harder. He's definitely turned it on here in since the start of 2018. And really since being snubbed isn't the right word, because quite honestly, in my opinion, he didn't deserve to be named to the Rising Stars game mm-hmm. initially. The fact that he got a spot is great, but it took Lonzo Ball to be injured for him to get on. And I think that's rightfully so. The pieces that are on Team USA ahead of him deserve to be ahead of him. He started out really slow. You could see the spurts and the speed, but sometimes he struggled with finding out and letting the game come to him. I was not very impressed right out of the gate with his ability to run an offense, but that's to be expected from a 19-year-old. He just turned 20. So I think Bogey is where he's at 24, 25. Imagine where Bogey's Fox will be by that point.
He's got like six more seasons on him.
Exactly. So De'Aaron Fox, he's playing a lot better right now. I can definitely see him still as being the future point guard for the Sacramento Kings. You can see the strides already that he's grown. I would not be surprised if when we give our final grades at the end of the year, he's in the B-plus range at the rate he's growing. I don't think there's any reason to be disappointed. A B-minus, C-plus range is solid for where he's at right now.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. It's great to see that his game has come along. Like you said, since the start of 2018, he's had some big games, some 20-point games, and that's something that we didn't see through the first half of the season, which is understandable, and you want to be patient, but look, you took the guy at fifth overall. You want to see that explosiveness and the ability to have big games, and he started to show that. I think the most promising or intriguing part is that he's starting to knock down his threes, and as you can tell, I'm a big proponent of the three-point shot because it's a huge deal in today's NBA. That's mm-hmm. the way the NBA is going, or it's the way it just is now. It's not going there anymore. It's there. So you have to be able to shoot the three, especially if you want to be, I mean, superstar might be a strong term, but if you want to be that next level player, a player that you can build around, yep. There's no one that, you know, maybe besides DeMar DeRozan, that's a star that you build your team around that can't shoot the three. So it's been promising to see him be able to knock those down in 2018, like you said.
I'm going to lump the four veterans together. Costa Kufos, Zach Randolph, Vince Carter, and Garrett Temple. Off the court, they all get A-pluses because they've absolutely come in and done what they were supposed to do in terms of being mentors. Garrett Temple and Vince Carter in that category, A+++++. They've been phenomenal leaders off the court for these players. On the court, they B-minus. They do what they're supposed to do, especially guys like Costa Kufos. They come in, they're supposed to make an impact where they can and where they need to. I would like to see the Kings try and step away from Zach Randolph as the centerpiece of their offense, which he has been for the majority of this season. But overall, you can't ask for much more than what the veterans have brought both on and off the floor. And I think the Kings should be very pleased with the money they spent for those four.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'd give Costa an A++, though. If you haven't learned, I'm a big fan of Costa Kufis, Costa Hive all day. But yeah, I mean, they've all been fine. They've all done what's been asked of them, especially as far as, you know, quote unquote, mentoring some of these young guys. I could not agree more about kind of going away from Zach Randolph. I don't like that they play two bigs as much as they do with him and either Costa or Willie. I would rather Zach play some five, like he did in Memphis last year. But you know, it is what it is. And, For whatever reason, also, some of these things might change after the All-Star break, and I don't know why it takes the All-Star break to make these changes. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, coaches get some time to sit back and look at these things or whatever it is. But if these things don't change after the All-Star break, like as much Zach Randolph as we're seeing and not as much Buddy Hield, then I'll start to have some problems with it. But until then, you know, I'm fine with it. And yes, I agree with the grades. All B, B minus. You know, they've been fine.
Scal, Frank Mason, neither of them we have a big enough sample size to really spend any time on. Buddy Hield, we can do really quickly. We're both very high on him because we know what he can bring to the table. We both agree that he's the best shooter on this team. Mm-hmm. And we've said it before that when the Kings are down by 10 points and there's 3 or 4 minutes left, Buddy Hield is about the only guy I trust to actually score enough points and get them in a groove to get them back into the game. That's something that they're desperately missing. My biggest question mark with Buddy is his consistency, not only in minutes played, which isn't his fault, but just on a nightly basis. Also, he's not the greatest dribbler with the ball in his mm-hmm. hands. He struggles to create his own shot. He really relies on the catch and shoot a lot, which is fine to some extent, but you want to see him improve as an overall scorer if yeah. he really wants to be a starting two in this league. B minus, probably more of a C plus, though. Get that consistency up, and hopefully he can get some more minutes to really prove what he can do, and things will be a little bit better.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Buddy and Willie Cauley-Stein are pretty much the only two players on the King, or young players at least, that we know what they are.
Yeah.
Buddy's a shooter, period. If he adds more stuff to his game, that's great, but we know he's an NBA player and he's an NBA shooter. Willie Cauley-Stein, he's that kind of center that we mentioned, a Clint Capela type, but the inconsistencies. He's not Clint Capela. But I'm with you. I'd give Buddy like a B, B minus. He does fine with his minutes. Shooting, you know, it's not there every night for everyone. Even the greatest shooters have off nights. So inconsistency is something you kind of expect. But also, you know, I have to wonder, is his conditioning not up there when he can't get minutes like that? Like maybe that's part of it. I really don't know. But yeah, his defense and his ball handling isn't great. But again, Kyle Korver can't defend much or shoot much, but he's still, you know, a very useful player in the NBA and has been for a number of years. So I give Buddy, yeah, like a B because I know what he is. I know what he is at least, where these other young guys, I still am not sure.
Lastly, real quick, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, Dave Yeager, solid C for me. He, I believe, is still the right man for the job. I believe he goes out there and coaches and tries to give his team the best chance to win night in, night out. It doesn't matter if fans are calling for tanking. The draft pick situation does not matter to him at all. He knows the players that he has right now, and he knows that he can try and develop these players in the best that they can be right now, and that's really all that matters to him. That being said, I still have massive question marks when it comes to his rotations. His rotations have been question marks really going back to even last season. If we could develop some kind of consistency there and maybe some, not necessarily excuses, but reasoning behind the minutes distribution that he has, I'd feel a little bit better, but solid C for Yeager.
Yeah, I'll have to go C plus, B minus because, and I was thinking about this the other day when we were talking about it, you know, I'm giving some of these young guys Bs and stuff like that and thinking they're playing. Well, Dave Yeager has to have a part of that. He has to be a part of that. He's the coach and the coaching staff, and they work with these players every day. So even though some of his rotations I just don't get and minutes for certain players and style of play at times and all that stuff, I can't go out and give, you know, Buddy and De'Aaron Bs and then give Yeager a C. So I give him like a C plus, B minus. I think he's been good. People calling for his job and stuff like that.
Ridiculous.
I mean, who are you going to get? I mean, unless you are hoping to find the next Brad Stevens, Quinn Snyder, you know, random diamond in the rough, I mean, go ahead. Tell me who it is. And I don't know if I would trust this front office to find him either. So I'm good with Jaeger. I think he's done a solid job for sure.
Speed round time for our picks for the NBA All-Star Weekend. And you
Let's
can send us your picks if you want at Matt George, KHDK, at CTH415. Let us know your picks for All-Star Weekend. That's everything. The Rising Stars game, all the competitions on Saturday, and then, of course, the All-Star game itself. We'll start with Rising Stars. I guess more Kings the better, but I'm also very, very impressed with that Team World roster. I'm picking Team World over Team USA to win the Rising Stars tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Just some big names on that team, on the world team, and I think they'll get the W.
Skills challenge, my heart is with Buddy Hield, mm-hmm. but my brain is with Lou Williams. The season that he's had, he's a very, very good all-around player. I think this competition is perfect for him. He is my pick to take the skills challenge on Saturday.
You know, for the sake of being different, I'll go Buddy Hield. Why not? Even though I picked Lou earlier.
There you go.
I don't want us to have the same answers for everything.
This is where we differ. Dunk contest.
Mm-hmm.
Donovan Mitchell, who I think is the rookie of the year right now, has been throwing down some amazing dunks. We've gotten to see him throw down a couple in person. If Aaron Gordon was healthy and still in it, I would have picked Gordon.
Yeah.
But looking at the rest of the field, I'm going with Donovan Mitchell. I'm going with the Rook.
Yeah, I'm going to take Dennis Smith Jr. just because no real reason why. I mean, both him and Mitchell are going to put on a show, probably. Both are crazy explosive, but there are guys that are great in-game dunkers and guys that can't put it together for a dunk contest, and I think one of them is going to be a great dunk contest dunker, and the other one we'll find out is just a in-game dunker. I don't know which one or why, but I'll go with Dennis Smith Jr.
You spent a lot of time talking about how important the three-point shot is in the NBA. You and I both agree that the three-point competition is, in our opinion, a little more entertaining than the dunk contest is. Mm-hmm. So that being said, your pick for the winner of this year's three-point competition is?
I'm picking Klay Thompson. Paul George is probably my second pick. Klay, he's the second best shooter in the game and probably more suited for a three-point contest than say, Steph is, who's the best shooter in the game. So I got to go Klay on this one.
I think Klay is the favorite. I'm putting my I'm putting Kyle Lowry in my in my hat. I'm taking Lowry. I'm hoping that he can show up, maybe be a little sleeper pick. There are a couple sleepers in this field that could potentially show up. It's a great field, though. Devin Booker's also in there as well. It'd be interesting to see what he can do. I think the three-point contest this year is going to be phenomenal.
I think it's great. I think it's more consistently better than the dunk contest because we know we're going to get guys that can hit threes,
yes.
You know? The dunk contest, there's just too many variables to where it can be a bad year. But the three-point contest, we always know what we're going to get.
And the three-point contest, it is what it is versus the dunk contest is.
Yeah.
It's always trying to one-up itself.
Yeah.
And you've done almost everything. And then what Aaron Gordon did last year, they're going to have to bring
incredible.
It. These dunkers are going to have to bring it this year if they want to hope to try and top last year. Finally, Sunday, the main event, Team LeBron versus Team Curry. Team LeBron, as soon as he drafted all of his players, about half of them went down to really tragic injury, which has been unfortunate. Your pick out of the two of those groups?
Team Steph all the way. No, I mean, it's a toss-up, really, because it's the All-Star game. You don't know what you're going to get as far as effort's concerned or anything like that. And also it's, you know, 24 different All-Stars. It's not like one team is really that much better than the other, but I'll go Team Steph just cause.
Give me Team Curry. I'm with you on that one. I like the pieces that he put together, and the All-Star game is made for a lot of shooters, and that's what Curry's got.
Yes, sir.
That's going to do it for the All-Star edition of Locked On Kings. A little side note for you. Monday is President's Day. We will be out of the studio, so no Locked On Kings podcast that day, but starting Tuesday on, the podcast will return. We hope you enjoy All-Star weekend. Hopefully all three of our Sacramento Kings show up, do well, and make us proud. Until next week, my name is Matt George for my partner, Charles T. Hamilton.
Peace.
Have a good one. Enjoy All-Star weekend, and we'll see you next time. Later.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.